Now, you guys have had a fair number of critics around the country at various times, and you've had some compliance issues. You have a consent decree with the FCC. How do you respond to critics, and how, you know, talk a little bit about how that consent decree came to pass on compliance issues?
Sure. So I'll just critics. I mean, I think, you know, there are a lot of pundits and even some paparazzi out there that I'll go back a couple of years, that kind of followed everything that we were doing, and this doesn't make sense, and, you know, look what they're doing, and you know, the way that I responded to that then was, you know, some of those were disguised as news organizations that weren't news organizations. They were looking to create some controversy, because while I pay millions of dollars to cities, they're looking to get paid by cities to say, hey, these guys are bad, I can help you against that. So one is kind of look to your source. The other is, you know, we started something on a nationwide scale in a very short period of time. We knew we would make some missteps along the way. I think we've done an exceptional job of making good on any misstep that we've had along the way. And again, really collaborating with U.S. Conference of Mayors, the TOA, all of the individual cities, ASHTO, who's the DOT groups, the same county organizations, to make sure that all of that's addressed. And so, you know, it's kind of like, well, when you do something at volume, yeah, you're going to have some missteps, but I'm not worried about it. I'm also a fan of that Churchill quote, which is, on any journey, you're going to get barked at by a dog, right? Don't stop and throw rocks or you won't get there. So the other piece on the consent decree is, you know, we took a very definitive, hard-line view of the policy around the tribal stuff, and the FCC disagreed with us. And ultimately, I think we won the day. Now, they disagreed with our interpretation of the code. We, Mobility and Sprint paid a fine to the FCC. But I think at the end of the day, the billions of dollars that we've saved made total sense to take the position that we took with the FCC, and ultimately they agreed with our policy, but they had to enforce the rules that were on the books at the time.
Yeah.